while from 2012 to 2017. They're playing all over the world. Found a home in Phoenix and now goes back to the team that drafted him, the Toronto Raptors. And Scotty, you got a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, and I did get to ask him this question, but I started out by talking to PJ about the fact that, you know, he came over here and maybe this team was looking for a veteran presence on defense, and does he fit that bill?
I'm surprised. There's a lot of rumors, like it is every year, trade deadline. You never know what's going to happen, but it's exciting to be back in Toronto. Familiar place, a lot of familiar faces, and, you know, just the way they play kind of fit my style anyway, so it's a good fit, so just excited to be here.
Do you feel like, you know, you lend like a certain veteran presence to this team, even though you're new at the ball club?
Yeah, I definitely do. That was my 11th season, so been around the block. I know how it goes. You know, for me, it's just trying to build around the team, being able to fit in and get in with these guys and try to fit in with them.
So, you know, you and Serge Ibaka come over to a team that's known for its offense. You know, do you feel like with Serge, you guys can establish like a new defensive identity for this team as well?
I feel like they had a little identity with DeMar playing. You know, he plays good defense. So I think with the addition of me and Serge, you know, we got a little bit more defense with all the offense we already have.
You played a lot of ball overseas. You know, how did that enrich your experience and even prepare you more for the NBA the second time around?
Just helped me get better as a player individually. Taught me how to play my team ball. You know, over there, it's a lot more team ball and playing roles. I think I just grew as a player, just playing a lot. Just playing a lot of minutes and learning how to play.
When you got guys like you and Serge and Damari, you know, what do you think that you know, says to opponents about your defensive identity and your toughness?
That we're gonna attack you. You know, we're not gonna be offensive on defense. We're gonna be defensive. You know, we're gonna attack you. We're gonna come at you. We're not gonna sit back. We're gonna be aggressive. And that you know, with us, we can do a lot of switching. You know, we don't have to overhelp with each other. You know, we know guys keep each other in front, and we can be solid. So when you got that, it's solid.
Last one for you. How do you react? And I'm sure you've heard this when people say to you, PJ, I have you on my fantasy basketball team. Do you take that as a compliment?
Yeah, for sure. I hear it a lot, all the time. Everywhere I go, I always hear that. So it's always a compliment.
Interesting with PJ Tucker, when he was drafted by the Raptors, but then went to play in Israel, Italy, and Germany before coming back to the NBA. You know, we've talked a lot about the Raptors this week. You know, his first game with the Raptors, he got 10 rebounds against Boston. It was very physical. You know, got into an incident there, but you know, only 11 rebounds over the last three games. When I saw him this week play against New York, you know, he was on Carmelo Anthony defensively. But I don't think they've quite gotten what they've wanted, rebounding wise, defensive stat numbers wise. You know, since this trade, as we've talked about a lot this week, Greg, I think this team is still coming together with the loss of Kyle Lowry and the trades. You know, this is, and like Tony and I were saying yesterday, the ball doesn't move on offense, and you know, defensively, you know, this team is still finding its way with the new additions.
Well, I think the Kyle Lowry injury obviously was a disaster for them. Like, they were counting on Lowry and DeRozan to be their offensive pieces, and the rest simply be defensive juggernaut with Damari Carroll, with PJ Tucker, with Serge Ibaka, and certainly Jonas Valanciunas at the center position. And without Kyle Lowry, it's a major offensive blow to them that they haven't been able to pick up.
The team felt like they weren't tough enough on defense, and that's a big reason why they went out and got Tucker. And they said already Tucker is like, you know, this 32-year-old, you know, presence in the locker room. You know, like they want him to be like a steady veteran sort of from the defensive side.
He's not going to bring anything to them. Like, he is the same player as Damari Carroll. They're the same player. So all what they did is they brought in depth, I think, on this team. But I think they're getting the same player in Damari Carroll and PJ Tucker. Like, to me, it's kind of crazy.
I kind of agree. It's almost like you have Damari Carroll as your first unit, small forward defensive guy.
Yeah.
And you have PJ Tucker as your second unit, small forward defensive guy. And that's fine. And there's no issue with that. But with the injury to Kyle Lowry, they need more offense.
Yeah. Where is it going to come from? It's DeRozan. And who? You feel like sometimes you watch Corey Joseph, he can step up, but you know, I've seen him once or twice this year have really good games, but you know, it's all about, like we were talking about yesterday, it's about It's one-on-one ball. Just clear it out for DeRozan. If I don't have what I want, I'll throw it to you, Joseph, and maybe if you're lucky, you throw it back to me and you get an assist. He had one assist the last time out.
The only way to make this better in the short term for them is to basically take Carroll out of the starting lineup and you go with an offensive mind.
Norman Powell.
Go a little Norman mm-hmm. Powell. I mean, he makes the most sense to me. But this coach, like, they went out of their way to get these defensive players,
yep.
and they're trying to. I think they're doing it wrong in today's battle. Believe me, you guys hear me all the time on the show saying how I hate when it's a 3-on-1 and the guard pulls up for a 3-pointer instead of shooting a layup. The basketball's changed, and that's the way it is. And to go in this way, the Raptors are making a big mistake.
You know, it's interesting. The problem would be, though, Tony, if you put Norman Powell in the starting lineup, then when your starters go to the bench, who the hell is going to score?
Yeah, I mean, they got problems on this team.
They do.
And yet, this is the second or third seed in the East when it's all over.
You know, it's interesting because we looked at the Orlando trade initially and how good Serge Ibaka was, and then Terrence Ross getting 35 minutes a night in Orlando, and I think we underrated his scoring prowess off the bench with Toronto and how necessary and important he was. And I guess maybe it's highlighted because of the Lowry injury, but this team desperately would need a guy like Terrence Ross right now.
Yeah, right now he'd be a big guy. And I know I watch Orlando play a lot because they're on the local TV out here.
Right.
Terrence Ross can't play any defense. Like, he allows a lot of points. So now I kind of figured out why he never got an opportunity in Toronto.
Sure.